Chapter 2 Big Rock, Colorado. Without taking her eyes off the traffic in the street, Sally Jensen said to her daughter, beside her on the buggy seat, "My goodness, Denise, you're squirming around like a 6-year-old." Denise Nicole Jensen, Denny to her father Smoke and certain friends, tugged at the lacy high-necked collar of the stylish sky-blue dress she wore. "I don't see why I couldn't have just worn my regular clothes and ridden horseback into town." "On that wild rocket horse?" Sally shook her head. "I don't think that would have been a good idea." "Rocket's not wild. He's just high-spirited. Sometimes he just needs a little room to run, which he wouldn't have here in town." Denny supposed her mother had a point. Big Rock's main street was fairly crowded as the buggy approached the big red-brick train station at the end of it. Wagons and buggies were parked in front of the businesses along both sides of the street. Other vehicles moved here and there, as did men on horseback. And there were plenty of pedestrians, including men, women, children, and dogs. If she'd been mounted on Rocket and the black stallion took it in his head to run, that could mean trouble. Denny could control him most of the time, but not always. "Maybe you're right about Rocket, but I didn't have to get all dressed up. It's just Lewis." Denny's voice held the disdain that most sisters felt for their brothers. She loved him, but he could be a stuffed shirt sometimes. She figured that tendency might even be worse now that he was coming home as a lawyer with a degree from Harvard. "It's not just Lewis," Sally responded as she brought the buggy to a halt at one of the hitch rails in front of the depot. "Melanie and Brad will be with them, too." "Sure, but Melanie's not one to put on airs. And Brad's just a kid. He won't care whether I'm dressed up or not. In fact, he likes it when I'm wearing my usual duds and we can go riding." "When we get back to the Sugarloaf, you can put on your usual duds. I know by now there's no point in arguing with you." Denny smiled. "You just don't want me mentioning all the times you put on trousers and rode the range with Pa and Pearlie and the rest of the crew." "You weren't around for that." "No, but I've heard stories, lots and lots of stories." "There's Mr. Morgan," Sally interrupted her. She nodded toward the young man approaching them. "Mrs. Jensen?" Conrad Morgan said as he swept off his flat-crowned black hat. "And Miss Jensen, good day to both of you." Denny didn't respond, but Sally said, "Hello, Conrad. How are you?" "I'm fine. And I'll bet I know what brings you both to town. I heard that your brother's coming home, Denny." "That's right," she allowed. "I'm looking forward to meeting him. He was already back east at school before I came to Big Rock." Conrad wasn't telling Denny anything she didn't already know. She remembered quite well when Conrad Morgan arrived in Big Rock with a business partner, both of them bent on opening up and restoring to operation with new-fangled methods a number of long-closed gold mines they had bought. That venture had caused all kinds of trouble, and the partner was long gone, but Conrad was still in town, and the mines were still producing ore. It looked like he would be staying in these parts as long as that was the case. Having Conrad around wasn't too big a chore, she supposed. He was tall and broad-shouldered, with dark blonde hair, blue eyes, and regular features that most women considered handsome. His clothes were expensive but not fancy, dark blue trousers tucked into high-topped black boots, and a lighter blue work shirt. He had a black gun belt and holster buckled around his hips. He was also incredibly rich, although that didn't mean much to Denny, who came from a family that owned one of the biggest, most successful ranches in Colorado, and wasn't hurting for money at all. Despite his advantages, Conrad wasn't the spoiled, pompous, eastern windbag he could have been. From what Denny had heard about him, in his younger days, that description had fit him all too well. But tragedy and hardship had forced him to grow up. He came from good stock, too. His father was Frank Morgan. Frank Morgan. Denny had heard her father speak of him. The Drifter, men sometimes called him. One of the fastest guns the West had ever seen. Some said the fastest. Denny didn't believe.